This is a Citroën News Update. Art galleries tend to be pretty quiet spaces, but a new exhibit at the Nanaimo Art Gallery is welcoming visitors to jump, dance, and play around. League Nanaimo is a project led by Vancouver and Salt Spring Island-based artist Jermaine Ko that combines art and play. Citroën met with Ko at the gallery ahead of its opening.
As the entire project is based around this ongoing project of mine called League, the premise of which is that we're exploring play as a form of creative practice.
As an artistic and sporty child growing up, Ko says they have always seen the intersection of creativity and physical activity.
To me, there was little distinction between the kind of play that happens during sports and games and the kind of play that happens in artistic practices. You know, now that I'm an artist, I realize everybody's always wanting to be creative. It's a thing that is really valued in our society, but that people don't always get trained to do unless they're in an art program or something like that, right?
So with that idea, Ko says the exhibit gives a lot of creative freedom to visitors to discover how they want to play in the gallery. Everything in the gallery is touchable and laid out with minimal explanation for visitors to create their own version of a game and how they want to play it.
Right. So everybody starts out at zero when we invent a new game together, right? And so you don't have to have the privilege that people have when they have expertise in a certain sport or they have training in this or that. It's like we're all beginners. And so then we can all sort of make something together starting out as equals, as peers.
Pieces have been made by Ko with items that were once left as garbage, which she modified to resemble sports and play equipment.
And then before you know it, we've made something together. And maybe it's maybe it's interesting, maybe it's not. You know, that's part of the whole process of developing something and giving each other feedback about whether something is working or not, whether whether it needs this kind of tweak or that kind of tweak. It creates a space where we can have those kinds of conversations in a low consequence way.
She says that because this exhibit breaks down the common art gallery rule of not touching exhibit pieces, it may seem intimidating for some.
There's a range of things that are clearly inviting interaction, and others where you might ask yourselves those questions, oh, should I touch, should I not touch, how should I do this? And these are some of the questions that really we're practicing asking, like what the way that this thing is laid out, how is it meant to be interacted with? And so that's ultimately the kinds of, you know, the kinds of questions that all art pieces are asking you. Most of them, the answer is you're just meant to interact with your eyes. But, you know, with contemporary art, we should be broadening that question to say, are we interacting with it with just our eyes or also with our bodies and also with our, with other people and also this, right?
Along with the exhibit taking place at the art gallery, League Nanaimo is getting people out in the community to be active with free events suitable for all ages and abilities. Throughout August and September, events are being held at Devereaux Square in the south end of Nanaimo and May Richard Bennett Pioneer Park in the north end of Nanaimo. These events are to encourage participants to use sports and imagination to invent new ways of moving, playing, and connecting through game making. Koi says a big part of having these events allows those who are not always able to go to an art gallery to still take part in seeing how art and sports can cross over. League Nanaimo is now on until October 5th at the Nanaimo Art Gallery in downtown Nanaimo. For Citroën News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.